Young Hugh and Caris walked beside the seashore just at eventide. Said Hugh, I love you more than life. Pray say that you will be my wife. Fair Caris shook her lovely head. I am not ready for to wed. She scorned his offer for her hand and ran away along the sand. The full moon rose, it shone so bright, along the waves a path of light. As Caris looked, it seemed that she could see a man come from the sea. He walked along the path to reach a place quite near her on the beach. She caught her breath. She'd never seen a man so handsome, strong, and lean. Oh, many a fine young lad has sought to be my love, but I would not, for never one appeared to me. Then I saw the man from out the sea. Like one bespelled, she went to meet the man. The waves lapped at her feet. He took her hands and spoke her name. I'm Morian, for you I came. She lay with him, the waves beside, until the turning of the tide. Then as the sun rose mistily, he disappeared into the sea. And every time the moon shone bright, fair Caris went out in the night to walk upon the salt seashore and meet her lover one time more. Then she with child was seen to be. Young Hugh still said, pray marry me. Her father wished it to be so, but Caris answered only no. For many a fine young lad has sought to be my love, but I would not, for never one appeared to me till I met the man from out the sea. That evening she did leave her home, and by the seaside she did roam. Hugh followed her with anxious feet, that he might see whom she did meet. The moon rose bright and Morian came. Forth Caris ran and called his name. Dear love, my father bids me wed, but I'll have none save you, she said. When Hugh did see the two embrace, he left his stony hiding place. O Caris, say it cannot be you love a man from out the sea. Fair Caris started with alarm, then Morian took her by the arm and led her neath the sea's bright foam to share with him his watery home. Though long Hugh walked the salt seashore, he did not see her evermore, but often when the moon rose clear, it seemed his true love's voice he'd hear. For many a fine young lad has sought to be my love, but I would not, for never one appealed to me till I met the man from out the sea.